Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. Bruce Piasecki back on the show. Bruce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of the outstanding book, Doing More with Less. That's a watershed book. There was a follow-up to that one. Also, The Surprising Solution and others, a brand new book out called Missing Persons, which is more of a personal book, as I remember. And he's our good friend, Dr. Bruce Piasecki. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Always good to be with you folks.
I know I missed some books, Bruce, that I probably don't have in front of me. But the new one is Missing Persons, right?
Correct.
And that's available. I know that's available wherever books are sold.
Oh, it's doing well on Amazon.
Good.
And the distributor and publisher is Square One.
Right. So good. Hey, all right. So look, I'm sorry I missed your event last week. You know I don't like to. You had your semi-annual event in upstate New York this last week where you bring together people who are running businesses, big businesses, some smaller ones, but mostly big businesses, where you guys get together and discuss how to do more with less, basically, right?
Yeah, well, what I want to do is invite any of your listeners this time from the Brain Trust to give me an email, bruce@ahcgroup.com, or to contact me through Jim, because after doing these for 30 years, I want to learn how to do even more with less. So we had 55 major organizations in the world in the room looking at emerging business issues. And Catherine Hammack is appointed by President Obama to be the Assistant Secretary of the Army. So she deals with 2.2 million on her staff. Mm-hmm. And so although Exxon was in the room and the other large companies that my firm works for, and their tens of thousands of small suppliers are in the discussions, it was interesting how innovative Catherine Hammack had become. So she said at the top of the day of our 2 days getting together, Secretary Hammack mentioned that she was a quarter of the way towards the goal of making the entire Army 25% powered by renewable energy, that she had three full Army stations already 100% renewable, such as north of here in New York, Fort Drum, is powered in its tens of thousands of soldiers by Adirondack wood chips that are not taking it away from the building of buildings or the forestry purposes, but are chipped wastes from the overall system.
Now, when she talks about, and by the way, folks, Bruce mentioned one of the obvious things, which is that these major corporations, the way they fulfill their mission in the marketplace is with a whole lot of help from small folks like you and me. So the reason I asked Bruce to talk about this is because I want you to know what your customers are thinking, because you're going to have to replicate, you're going to have to dovetail in doing more with less in your world. They're going to require that of you if you do business with them. Now,
hey,
Bruce.
Hey, Jim, a good example is Johnson & Johnson, which I had never really systematically looked at. They're $74 billion and the largest in healthcare. The number of suppliers of small business they have, and their message to our group was, and this is the man who runs their greening and their efficiency product stream, responsible for $11 billion of the $74 billion already, is that the world is moving towards doing more with less. And so less packaging, less waste, less toxics,
but all the way down through the supply chain. But here's my question. I'm going to go back to the Secretary of the Army. Here's my question to her as a former soldier, Bruce. My question to her would be, not meaning to be impertinent, but I would say, tell me how you're doing this, by assuring me that my soldiers are not going to be hurt in the way that they perform their mission. Especially those on the front line. Make sure we're not doing something environmental that hasn't been proven that could put our soldiers at risk? That would be
absolutely
a question.
She was so commanding and elegant in that she spoke, having just spent the week before coming up to Saratoga Springs in Afghanistan. You felt firsthand that the war readiness and the importance of safety was number one. Number two was, in a time of less capital in the government and less resources, this person who runs 2.2 million people talked a lot about how she's using other people's money, namely the contractors and the corporations, to deal with installation needs and to deal with energy needs and military construction.
Hold on to
so
that
essentially,
thought.
It's about safety of the soldier first, but then also efficient use of resources.
There's a really good article about this, folks, on the Daily Environment Report from Bloomberg. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bruce Piasecki. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.